Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
They're joining us in person, as opposed to from Tauranga from our last interview. We have Marion Familton from the City Planners Art Collective here to talk about a clay/art-based Dunedin Hospital public consultation event, which is taking place a part of Fringe Fest, brought to you by the Dunedin Dream Brokerage. So really exciting stuff. Good morning to you, Marion. How are we doing?
Kia ora. Yeah, I'm doing really well. Thank you.
It's great to have you in here.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm impressed that you could find your way here without directions.
Dunedin, I've been here for a while.
Oh, yeah. Are you born and bred?
Yes. No, from Oamaru, actually.
So. Oh, yeah. I find that pretty valid.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Do you go back to the big O sometimes?
Not so much these days.
Not so much. Is there not a whole lot in store for you there?
Well, I think everybody has moved on. No one's there from my family anymore. So.
True. Yeah. Fair enough. As an aside from this chat, you recently had an exhibit where you made pots themed on the biology of phytoplankton in our region's waterways. Did you learn a whole lot about those magnificent organisms?
I did, and I was the waitaki is my awa, so I was really interested in microscopic plants. I really like the looking at the impacts of human intervention into the waterways. Uh-huh. And so I thought I'd look at these little creatures and how they're being impacted. And the more I looked into them, the more I loved them because they've got such beautiful geometry, beautiful shapes. Mm. And once you start looking at those fantastic images that you can get it's the Department of Conservation, Landcare, they have beautiful photography that you can look at. It's absolutely amazing. So if you want to have a look, it's at Moray Gallery. Thank you for that shout out.
Such a cool idea and concept. I think in the press I mentioned that you were investigating some that are benign, and then there's others that are very harmful.
Yeah.
What was the most toxic, harmful phytoplankton around?
One of them. I'm trying to remember. I can't remember the Latin name for it, but I can tell you that it looks like a kind of a cross shape, and it's got little filaments coming out. It's like microtitanium, and I'm not sure of how toxic it is, but I know that it loves living in sewage ponds.
Oh.
That's where the image came from.
Fair enough. I'm not a big fan of things that live in sewage ponds. The last thing I saw that you all did in 2023, you took over a George Street space and invited gallery goers to fill out a form, which included a questionnaire, asking what is their interdimensional name and what reality they prefer. What are some of the names that you got back?
Oh, gosh, that's going way back. That's 2023.
Yeah.
I cannot remember a single one, but we got ridiculous ones. Some people just wrote their name.
Yeah.
We did ask them if they're a robot, and some people ticked yes. Mm-hmm. But that was a really fun project, and that's how it all began.
Mm.
Otipoti is a beautiful Victorian city, and those Victorian buildings are made out of terracotta. So because we're all clay workers, we thought it would be brilliant to use terracotta as our base for our exhibition, for the project rather, and we'd ask the members of the public to come in and ask, what are your dreams for the city? What do you want out of this town? And we had buildings, but we asked people of all ages, what do you want? And kids, it transpired like plants, animals, and sugar. And adults, you know, they came up with really, really fun concepts, really wild ideas from, just beautiful. Lots of nature, like sponge gardens, more trees, more communal spaces for people. One really lovely idea was I would like a pizza oven or a bread oven in every neighborhood. They'd traveled to Morocco, so they'd seen the local suburban bread oven in every few blocks or however, and people would bring their bread dough along, and you would put it in the local bread oven and cook it, and you'd sit around outside. So in the octagon, we put a bread oven fired on waste wood. How good would that be?
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
We've got this new event, which is really about the Dunedin Hospital.
Yes.
Which is, taking its sweet bloody time.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the news recently,
yeah,
but you see that Treasury and the government had an official budget difference.
Oh.
of 170 million.
Oh, gosh. Well, we based our art show on the fact that the hospital is, I think it's six floors, and the top floor of that building will be a shell. And so,
A shell, you say?
A shell. It's going to be empty.
Oh.
It's going to be empty.
Why is that?
Because the government aren't funding it. And so...
Really?
Yeah. This is... Oh. So, and I think Jules Radich actually made sure it was built to a certain specification. So it is going to be filled up all but one floor. And one of our members, Liz Rowe, said, I would like, if we do a project this time, I'd like to be on health and welfare. Mm. And so we're trying to, you know, we're just thinking, how could we make this work? How we could make, get the city planners out? How we could make this a public event? And I said, look, why don't we just ask the public, what do you want in that empty floor? Mm. We are giving you a theoretical infinite space. You know, it can go on forever. It is super big, this space. But what are your dreams and aspirations for this hospital? Mm-hmm. And they can be completely wild. Like, mm-hmm. they can be really science fiction, mm-hmm. And they can be really practical. You know, it might be just, like, we'd like some beds there.
Yeah.
We would like more adequate staffing. Or it might be, like, I asked some wonderful woman at a craft group the other day, and they gave me this massive list of things they would like in the hospital. One said, I would like a... silent disco. Somebody wanted a drawing space. You know, you can go into a room and they have paper around the bottom of the wall so children can draw on it. Mm-hmm. Somebody wanted a herborium so you can grow lots of parsley to put on your hospital meals. Somebody wanted, what else? A quiet space. Mm. You know, if you're visiting somebody who's really, really ill and a relative comes in and has to spend time with them, it'd be really nice to go somewhere, not necessarily a religious space like a chapel, but just a quiet space to decompress.
Yeah.
I mean, how sensible is that?
Yeah.
What else did we have there? There were, you know, like spa pools, cheese factory. Like, there's a lot of superbugs probably going around, a lot of diseases. That should be harvested and turned into food or waste. I don't know what, you know, just, there was just tons of stuff.
Yeah. What would you like to see the sixth floor of the hospital be occupied by?
I thought it would be really nice if you get some lovely warm wall toppers. You know how if you go to hospital and you've got to sleep there overnight, you never sleep because the mattresses are really squeaky.
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be really nice to have super comfortable toppers that were somehow very cheap to run. Maybe they had solar panel units, you know, to operate things. Maybe that's it. We could have our solar panels on the roof, wind turbines, just get a lot of the energy so that there's less waste in it. Mm-hmm. But I thought it'd be really nice to have nice wool blankets.
It's so sweet.
I know. And it's then, I am also working on, 3D printing stuff. Like, just print some organs out of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have
you seen those videos of people building like muscles and organs from devasculated spinach leaves?
Oh no!
Yeah, that sounds
fantastic. That can be your idea. I love that. Yeah, that sounds fantastic. And that's one of the things I like, looking at nature to stretch the imagination. We've got a great builder. We've got a great maker. Well, I mean, we're all great makers, let's face it, because we're potters. And we're all fantastic. Actually, I should do a shout out to who's actually in it, because they're great potters. Mm. There's me, there's Liz Rowe. She's fantastic. Bronwyn Mooring, she is a great maker. And Judith Eastgate. Mm. And she's coming down from Wellington to help us out. And it'll be fantastic. And we're hoping actually lots of potters come in. So amongst all these figurines that we're asking people to make, it's like a rite of admission. Mm-hmm. Come in through the door. You know how you get to us to sign in? We're just getting people, like, make an avatar. And it's a way of getting people to say, this is my voice, this is what I'm thinking, I'm here, and I'm participating in a community-based art project. And so we're hoping to make it more than the sum of its parts, you know. And we also looked at Anthony Gormley's field. He's a great British sculptor. He made his giant sculpture, The Angel of the North. He also did another community-based one called The Field. And I thoroughly recommend looking at that, so you can see what happens when you get lots of little figures en masse. Mm-hmm. They start to look really interesting. So that's our whole idea. It's not about the individual. It's about what the general group of people. It's like, what does this town, what do these people in this town want?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's a great question. One that politicians are trying to figure out. Not doing a very good job. Yeah. Part of the exhibit is exploring the tensions and contradictions within the, the building of the hospital. What are those sort of tensions and contradictions that you've found?
Well, technically speaking, the city planners are apolitical because we are just surveying. So in actual fact, that's part of the concept, is we're not imposing our views on anybody.
Yep.
This is an invitation for people to come in and say what they're like. Mm-hmm. We're not turning anybody away. Like, we asked Simeon Brown if he'd like to attend. Unfortunately, he was busy. And so will not be attending. But he sent us a very nice form letter back with a lot of 0800 numbers at the end in case we were worried or concerned, which was very kind of him.
That's very, very sweet. That's very, very sweet.
But we won't turn anyone away. I mean, unless there's hate speech, you know, obviously won't include that. It's a case where if you have an unusual view, that's absolutely fine. Mm. You are welcome. Everybody is welcome. That's the whole thing. Like, the city planners aren't forcing people to do anything. So, and especially if you've got a really wild idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, in some ways, this is an exercise in the imagination. And it's, in some ways, it's trying to make something positive out of a thing where a town might feel a bit demoralized and left out.
Yeah, and it definitely has.
Yeah. And so, in some ways, it does seem a simple, it might seem childish, but it's actually not. It's a fun idea, but we're playing around with, you know, tough things. I mean, health affects people in different ways, and it affects everybody from in Otago and Southland. So it's big impacts in this town. So, it's just fantastic because we got support from Dunedin Dream Brokerage. Shout out to Jess Covell for helping us. She's been fantastic.
She's great.
She is. And I can't stress enough what a great institution Dunedin Dream Brokerage is. It's absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Amy at the DCC for she really helped us when we were putting together a grant application. We got funding. Through them, you can see it on the poster. Mm-hmm. So the council have been really, really great. That team have been wonderful to deal with. And so we feel really supported, and especially the Fringe Festival. Mm. Oh, my goodness, they've been really, really great. We've needed a lot of help and support getting us over the line to make this work, and they really, really have been brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Massive ups to all those folks.
Yeah.
There's something really, really special about this thing, and it's that you're using locally sourced clay from Blackhead Quarry, you mentioned?
I think that's where it came from, yes. We went and got buckets of free dry clay, so that's what we've all been doing at home. We've been manually processing kilos. I think we've got well over 100 kilos of hand processed.
How do you transport that?
It's keeping your knees bent, basically. so we get dry buckets of clay. It's called slaking. So you get a bucket, have dry clay in it, you might smash it up, and you pour water over it, and then it disintegrates, and then we pour off the excess water, and then we have plaster bats at home that go all around our studio and the porch and in the garden, and you pour up big piles of slop and you watch it dry and you turn it so it dries evenly, and then we have been bagging it up. And so this clay, as you can see, because Zach is
guy.
He's making a very delightful little guy. It
kind of looks like a seagull with legs.
It is. He's gone for a coil concept, which is great. And it's really delicate.
Very delicate is the word to use.
I didn't give him instructions and he just went for it, which is brilliant. Don't you worry. You just leave that. I'm going to show you another technique. I've just got a blob of clay here, and I'm just squishing it, literally with my hand.
Yep.
And I'm forcing my thumbs into like a space where the head might be.
Oh, right.
And you can just make a really...
Oh, you're doing... Oh, my God. You're doing way, way smarter than I am.
Well, I like the fact that I didn't give you an instructions and you just found your own way. And that's the thing.
Yeah.
People do things differently.
This approach. Is true.
He's gone for a coil approach and it's just fantastic. And
yeah.
So I'm going to get you to...
He's having we sit down
don't
at the moment.
Touch that. For goodness sake,
no,
just
I'm not
leave
going
it to the expert. Rotate your bat, people. That is a brown circular clay little table that he's working on. You've got some talent there, actually.
Oh,
that's really
I'm
great.
I'm just doing some random stuff.
He is. He's rolled out these fine coils, and he's got this beautiful stick figure that is really great.
Beautiful is an overstatement.
Yeah. It's super cool. Like, you didn't know you were a sculptor. And that's the thing, is as soon as you touch clay is a really lively thing. It's really beautiful, and while it's got the water in it still, while it's still plastic is the term, you get this beautiful sheen, and for some people, that tactile quality, the sensuous nature of clay in your hands is just beautiful.
Like, yeah.
So much of our lives is digital or being in an urban environment or room. This is
You're touching earth right now.
Yeah, you literally are. It's the equivalent of forest bathing for people who like rocks.
Yes, yeah, totally. That's a great way to put it. Oh, my goodness. That's so good. I see. I feel like I've had a bit of a tumultuous relationship with crafts and art for a wee while, because I went to a high school and did art, but I had a brother who was like legit best artist in the school, and so you inherit all these like expectations.
I feel your pain.
Yeah, and then you just don't want to do it anymore. But I'm trying to just have fun with it. That's the important thing.
Oh, that's the thing. Like, now he's got a little pikelet of clay and he's pressing it into his palm and he's picking up. You look at the other surface. You roll that piece of pikelet off and have a look. Have a look. What, you know, turn it around.
Oh, whoa.
You see, he didn't know to turn it around.
Oh, my goodness.
He turned it around, and that's fantastic, because that's the impactful nature of clay.
Wow.
And clay doesn't lie. See, in a sense, you know how you have a material, it's immediacy, which makes it so fantastic.
Yeah, totally.
Well done. I'm liking what you're making.
Oh, thank you very much. I didn't know clay was this fun.
Oh, no, it's great. In like a few minutes, you can make stuff. And that's what all we ask. We don't ask a lot for people. It's not, it should be fun. Like, we'll take you through our strange bureaucratic process.
Yeah.
We'll get you to make an avatar and then come on over and talk through what would you like. And if you don't want to make it or you don't have time, we'll try and make it for you. If it's possible, according to our bureaucracy, you have to spin a tombola wheel
What is a tombola wheel?
Ah, okay, it's a chocolate wheel.
Oh,
and
right.
We have form answers because we speed things up because of our consultancy. We worked on this process last time, and it's a really fun way to sort of put a bit of theatre into the thing, and people got excited about the results. Like, their idea might get made immediately, or it might get made in 2 weeks. Or, you know, they had to resubmit the forms, or just do a whole pile of things. We kind of slightly mess with people in a nice way. But the whole idea is, you can sit down, we will give you clay, it is free, you make the stuff, and we will, you know, basically document for you guys what everybody made.
I was just going to say, I love this sort of hyper-real parody of bureaucracies. It's very reminiscent of Jacques Tati's film Playtime.
Nice.
Have you seen Playtime?
No.
Oh,
you
got to watch Playtime.
Well, that's what we're doing. This is a play event. We're going to have maybe some sociology students come along. We're hoping, I'm pretty sure we're getting some med students coming along.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a dance lecturer, and so it'll be really cool if we get, you know, people from everywhere across campus and do your thing. And that's the other thing, is there's so much to tell you, is we're going to have a photo booth, because we're not firing the work, we're just going to keep it raw, and eventually it'll get reprocessed and left for another project. So people get to take an image or a photo of their little things that they made in our little photo booth stand.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of nice.
That's so awesome. If people want to go down down to do some cool clay stuff, they can do so from the 17th to the 21st of March. The 17th is next Tuesday, the 21st is next Saturday. So from Tuesday, Saturday next week, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m, it'll be at 343 George Street, Dunedin. Envision your future through beautiful earthly means. Thank you so much for coming on the program, Marion. I really appreciate it. Do you have any final thoughts or words or opinions to leave our listeners
just
with?
Just thank you. Just come along. Don't be a spectator. Join in. It is fun.
Hell yeah. I recommend people, based off of my very short amount of time with this clay, it is a real treat. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers. All right, folks. That was Marion Familton from the City Planners Art Collective talking about their hospital clay-based future invitation that is taking place next Tuesday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at 343 George Street. We're going to play a couple.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.